Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby. May this special Mother's Day weekend, call to worship, be a great reminder for us to praise God for the mother He provided, and an encouragement to all the mothers listening today. Heavenly Father, thank you for the mother that you blessed me with. I saw your love for me through her. She showed love for our family. She was faithful to you, faithful to her husband, my father, and was faithful to the rest of her family and many friends. God, you created woman as a helpmeet to man. You blessed many listening to this program today with the awesome privilege of being a mother. Dear Lord, please bless all those mothers listening today with your perfect peace, your insurmountable joy, and many precious memories. Give them strength through your Holy Spirit to serve you, discernment in their daily lives. Lord, please bless them with long life and good health. Help us to show them honor and respect always, and especially on this day set aside for them. Father, I pray for those listening today that have not experienced a mother that was a virtuous woman, someone who did not have a relationship with you. Lord, help them to see how that you even worked in their own lives through that fact. And some are hurting today as they think about Mother's Day's past, as their mother is gone and not in their lives. Bless them with positive memories. Help them to remember those moments that were happy times. We praise you, God, for your faithfulness to us always and in all ways. Amen.
Presence. What a wonderful joy by a new and living way by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, you've become our protector. You're our deliverer. You've become our shield. Your word says, for thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You're the glory and you're the lifter.
Together we take part in the gift of life our Jesus died to give. I hold you in my heart, and I'm sure that from this start we will love each other more. in our hearts. There's no question in my mind. We'll meet again and we will find that God is making something fine of you and me. Whenever I think of you, I thank my God. With joy I pray for you and thank my God. Whenever I think of you, I thank my God.
Did you know that Call to Worship is a listener-supported program? Your prayer support is not only extremely important to us, but did you realize that as you pray God's blessings on our ministries with spiritual fruit, you have a part in His blessings? When His saints are edified and as the unsaved turn their lives over to the Savior, you are to be thanked. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you're led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And be sure to check out the most recent addition to our ministries, the 24/7 online music of Christian Oldies, contemporary Christian music from 1965 to 1985. From your computer, visit christianoldies.com and click on Listen Now. Or from your smartphone, download the Live 365 app, then go to Christian Oldies. Please invite your friends to join us each week at the same time for our next Call to Worship. Thank you.
many folks are lonely. Oh Lord, they need someone to care. And when I look about and see them, I can't help making this my prayer. Let your blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through. Lord, when I meet another lost one, give me all the right words I should say. Oh, help me not be weak or timid, for their only chance may be with me today. Let your love flow through me. Let your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through me. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your
thank you for listening to our call to worship today. I wish you a very happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. rejoice.
Rejoice, let the angels sing and the heavens shout. Let the earth resound and be glad. Rejoice, for he rose again to set the captives free. Set the captives free.
Thanks.
Listening friend, if you are blessed to be a mother, we thank God for you and pray for you. It is my hope and desire that you be surrounded by your Heavenly Father's love and, where possible, the love of family. Eve was the name given to the first woman. That means life-giving or mother of all. Then when Adam and Eve sinned, their punishment was declared by God. Find that in Genesis 3. Then he said to the woman, "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth." She was the very first mother, and even with birth pains, God gives grace to mothers. John 16, "It will be like a woman suffering the pains of labor. When her child is born, her anguish gives way to joy because she has brought a new baby into the world." Thank God for the mother that He gave to you. Just like all things in this life, there are good times and not so good times, and God uses them all for your good. Romans 8, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Honor your mother. Pay attention. This is described as the first commandment with a promise. And not just a promise, but a promise that it will go well with you and a blessing of long life. Listen to Ephesians chapter 6. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." King Solomon is considered by many to have been the wisest man who ever lived. He provided a detailed description of the woman who fears the Lord, also referred to as a virtuous woman. A wise woman would want to see these attributes in the mirror. Many of us are thankful to hear them as if describing our own mother. And those wise, God-fearing single men might want to seek out a God-fearing woman having attitudes and character traits like these. Proverbs 31. "Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She's energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure that her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She's clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her, stating, 'There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all.' Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise." By God's amazing grace, I'm humbled by the fact that God led me to a wonderful woman that is recognized by me, our children, and all those who truly know her as fitting this description to a T. I praise her for the God-fearing woman and mother she is. Not only does she love Jesus, but has shown his love to our 5 children and well over 100 children that she has provided daycare for in our home over the years, and now pours God's love into extended family and many grandchildren. We soon celebrate our 50th anniversary. As I look back to our early days of dating, one of the many things that attracted me to her was how she was so much like my mother. These days, as I provide care for my elderly father, I thank God for him, for every day, every heartbeat that I'm able to spend time with him. Folks, life is short. You've heard the quote attributed to Charles Studd, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." Well, folks, I encourage you to do this. In the name of Christ, reach out to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day. If she is still with us and close, then spend time with her. If she is far away, then call her or send a card. Thank her for what she means to you. If she is past, then flowers at a graveside, and at the very least, pray and thank God for her. May God help us to love, cherish, and respect the mother God provided for us. And may God's perfect peace surround every mother today.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Inside. Praise.
Call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we celebrate Mother's Day. I sincerely hope that this time has been a valuable part of your worship. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. In order to have a new life in Christ, you must confess with your mouth that you believe who Jesus is, the Son of God. Repent of your sins, agreeing with God that they are wrong and deserving punishment. Jesus took the punishment for all your sins on the cross, offering you the gift of salvation, a choice to be saved from the penalty of your sins. Please tell him that you accept this free gift. Invite him into your life. Now's the time. You're not guaranteed the next heartbeat. If you learned something new today and or were inspired to make a change in your life, then would you please let us know by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools on our website that'll help you grow spiritually, and you'll find out more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation there safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. Now to all mothers listening today, we honor you, praying God's blessings, and praise Him for the gift that you are to us. And until we answer the call to worship once again, Jeremiah 29, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Hebrews 13. "Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him, forever and ever. Amen."
If home is really where the heart is, then home must be a place we Cheers.